St. Albans man, who was arrested after giving a state trooper the middle finger, has settled his lawsuit against the cops for $175,000. In 2018, the trooper pulled Greg Bombard over when he thought Bombard gave him the middle finger, and then arrested him after Bombard actually flipped him off. That was the start of a years-long journey for Bombard that included a trip through the criminal justice system, a lawsuit about free speech, and a visit from a sheriff's deputy on Christmas. In collaboration with 7 Days, Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors has more.
Greg Bombard was looking forward to his day off on February 9th, 2018. When he woke up, he went to get a cold brew coffee at Dunkin' Donuts.
And I like hot coffee, but I prefer cold coffee because I like to drink it right off. I don't like to drink steaming hot coffee.
Bombard, who's 57, recently spoke to Vermont Public in 7 Days, his first interview about the 2018 incident. He says after he got his coffee, he was in his car at a red light, stretching his hands.
The light turns green, and then all of a sudden I look in my rearview mirror, and I see the blue lights, so I pull over. It's the law. You got to pull over.
Vermont State Police dash camera footage captured what happened next. Trooper Jay Riggin told Bombard he pulled him over because he thought he saw Bombard give him the middle finger.
Yeah, it looked like he looked right at me and looked like he stuck the middle finger up in my face.
No.
Bombard told Riggin that he didn't flip him off, that he was stretching his hands and was also holding a cigarette. And even if he did give Riggin the finger, Bombard asked if that was even a crime.
So if somebody flips me off,
yeah,
I don't know if they're signaling to try to get my attention because they need assistance or they need to have a conversation. Because obviously it's not normal behavior, so I'm going to have that conversation. I'm telling you, out of thousands of public interactions, I've never seen that.
After a few minutes, Riggin went back to his cruiser. And as Bombard started to drive away, he swore at Riggin and actually gave him the finger.
I'm going to arrest him for throwing conduct.
Riggin pulled Bombard over again and told him that dozens of people saw him swear and flip the bird.
And all that public there heard it and saw it. So that is disorderly conduct, 101. Step out of the car. Step out of the car.
Having problems. I have a lot of...
Step out of the car. Step out of the car, you're going to be ejected from the car.
Bombard stepped out of his car, got handcuffed, and was taken to the state police barracks. His car, which he left in a no-parking zone, was towed. State police sent out a press release and mugshot, and the story ran in some local papers. Bombard says the entire ordeal was disorienting.
Confused and humiliated and... Actually afraid. I was afraid, yeah. I didn't know what kind of police officer I was dealing with.
The disorderly conduct charge against Bombard lingered for nearly a year. It was eventually dismissed by the Franklin County State's attorney. Bombard says he thought about filing a lawsuit, but wasn't sure he wanted to draw attention to himself. But after the murder of George Floyd in 2020, he thought it would be important to spotlight police misconduct. And he says he was upset by the time and money he'd spent on his criminal case.
It was disrespectful, but I did. I did do it. I don't think I should have been arrested for it.
Whether you flip off a cop or not, it does not matter. It's protected speech.
That's Bombard's lawyer, Jay Diaz, a senior attorney at the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, also known as FIRE. Diaz, who was with the American Civil Liberties Union of Vermont when the case was filed in 2021, says Bombard's actions were protected by the First Amendment.
He was upset and just wanted to express that. And then Trooper Riggin took it up a notch from there.
Lawsuits take time, and this one proceeded uneventfully until December 2023, when, a week before Christmas, FIRE released the dash cam video showing Bombard's arrest. The footage went viral and got picked up by media around the country. People started to call the state police to complain about Riggin.
Vermont State Police is never going to live this story down. It's going to live in infamy.
Y'all sure do have some cowards working there at DST.
Yeah, hey, is Jay Riggin still arresting people for flipping them off?
These calls, obtained by Vermont Public in 7 days, were some of the nearly 100 that VSP dispatchers received on Christmas Day. Some people repeatedly called and berated the dispatchers, who at times were trying to deal with emergencies.
Yeah, can I talk to a deputy or a trooper?
About what?
You guys want to call your clowns?
Okay.
Your business.
You know what? I'm on a call with an overdose. You can hold.
No one on the calls identified themselves, but state police asked a Franklin County deputy sheriff to issue Bombard a citation for disorderly conduct. Bombard had just gotten home from Christmas dinner with his brother when a deputy sheriff knocked on his door. Bombard was taken aback.
I mean, I get this citation on Christmas Day, Christmas evening, and they had done no investigation or anything to see if it was my voice or if it was my number that called them, which it wasn't. I felt maybe it was some sort of corruption, some revenge, but We don't know.
The Franklin County State's attorney declined to prosecute the case, citing a lack of evidence. Vermont State Police did not admit to any wrongdoing as part of the settlement and declined to comment for this story. Riggin, who declined to comment, left the state police in May after being granted disability retirement. The $175,000 settlement did not require state police to change any policies, something Diaz says is disappointing. The department has some training about free speech during protests, but Diaz says troopers need a better understanding of the First Amendment.
I think officers need to focus more on protecting people's rights than their own bruised egos.
Bombard says his disrespectful actions towards Riggin were out of character, but he says he doesn't regret it.
I did do it. I wasn't happy. I have a right. I had a right to question him. Why are you pulling me over for this?
Bombard says he didn't know much about the First Amendment before this incident, and he hopes his case can help teach others about their constitutional rights. But he says he doesn't recommend that people go around flipping off the cops. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.